The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, it's always nice to see you. My goodness, you must have gotten up early. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish my breakfast dishes.
Oh, I'll help you. I'm going to draw the coat off and pat the breath a little.
Is there any more coffee?
Yes, dear.
Oh, goodness, hasn't he gone to work? Yes. Hello there.
Oh, Pam's say, tell
well,
her,
Bessie.
Oh,
haven't you gone to... Good heavens, you're sick.
Oh, goodness, I forgot. I'm so used to it.
Oh, what, you got some tropical disease?
No. I'm not sick.
Why, you know, listen to me.
Oh, no.
No. Haven't you called the doctor?
He's not sick, Aunt Effie. He's dyed green.
What?
Look, I don't want to talk about it. If you don't mind, I where's my coffee?
Right,
here.
What do you mean, dyed green?
Here's your coffee, dear.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be upstairs. And if anyone calls, just say I've got a cold or something. No, you better say I got Asiatic flu, and then nobody will want to come near me.
All right, dear.
Oh,
all right.
Asiatic flu? I didn't know you turned green with that.
He isn't sick, Aunt Effie. For goodness sake, try to pay no attention to it.
Pay no attention to it? My own nephew is a bright green, and you say pay no attention to it?
Well, he's not as bright as he was last night. You should have seen him. We've been scrubbing and scrubbing, and I guess it just has to wear off.
What has to wear off?
Well, he came home. He had a headache, and I suggested a bath before dinner. And Betsy wanted to be a little helper. You know how she's been lately.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Well, she intended to put my pine bath oil in his bath water. And instead, she put in some green dye that I brought to dye her green dress that had faded. The bottles were somewhat alive.
Yes, yes. Good heavens.
You should have seen him when he got out of the tub. I was on the phone, and he let out this wild yell. He came racing down the stairs in just a bath towel, and I tell you, you never saw anything so funny looking in your...
Really?
Well, we called the druggist. We thought he might be poisoned, you know. But it's just a vegetable dye, and even though we have scrubbed and scrubbed until he's almost raw, he's still, shall we say, sort of tinted green.
I've never seen
him
such a thing.
He was furious. And he's still rather sensitive about it, so I suggest that you refrain from laughing when he's around.
Yes. Yes. Dyed a dark green. That is just strange.
Well, he still feels in sort of a killing mood.
I know, I know. I shouldn't laugh.
Well, I shouldn't. Here, have some coffee yourself. It's still summer. Anyhow, since he's home today, we can have the car. I'll drive downtown later.
Oh, I've got a better idea. Since we can have the car, why don't you teach me how to drive?
What?
Well, I got to thinking about it. You all help me enter that contest, and if I don't win the first prize and get a free trip to Honolulu, I might win one of the other prizes.
You mean flying lessons?
Yes. And if I should win something like that, as I said, I'm not going to waste them. And yet, I thought before I learned to fly a plane, I ought to learn to drive a car.
Oh, dear, Aunt Effie, I don't know. I mean, I don't think you should count on winning a prize, Aunt Effie.
Somebody has to win.
Well, I know,
and
but
I just feel in my bones I'm going to. Now, you just ask me if we can take the car, and you give me a driving lesson.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, dear, I'll ask him.
Galen Drake, Robert Q. Lewis, and Amos and Andy all make Saturday something to anticipate with excitement. One right after the other, their programs keep you entertained for hours in a row. On the Galen Drake Show, Stuart Foster, Eileen Moran, Three Bowls and a Peep, and Bernie Lason's orchestra back Galen Drake's wit with music. The combination is something to hear. Robert Q. Lewis and his gang divide their time equally well between mischief and music. Their outlook on life couldn't be merrier. In their zany way, they have something funny to say about just everything. And the path between straight comedy and satire is one they travel with speed. At CBS Radio's Amos and Andy Music Hall, music and humor keep bubbling over, too, even when the kingfish is around to stir up trouble for Andy. Every Saturday in the daytime, join us on most of these same stations for the Galen Drake Show, the Robert Q. Lewis Show, and CBS Radio's Amos and Andy Music Hall. All three of these variety programs are always a pleasure to hear. Listen for them tomorrow, won't you?
Teach Aunt Effie to drive.
No, I just explained
in
why.
In my car?
Well, it's the only one we've got. Why do you say my car? Isn't it mine, too?
Oh, yes, I didn't mean that. I just... Look, for Pete's sake, you'll run into a telephone pole or something.
And... I'll be with her, dear.
I know, no, but look, what alarms me even more, the two of you.
Look,
that's
I'm a very good driver.
Look, sweetheart, Aunt Effie's gotten along up to now without driving a car.
I think it's wonderful she wants to learn.
Asking
she has
for
so
trouble.
Few treasures in life, it seems to me that the least we can do, dear.
I tell you, the thought of Aunt Effie behind that wheel is, well, it gives me goose flesh.
All right, you go down and tell her you won't let her. I don't want to tell her, No, she has done so many wonderful things for us.
Look, to begin with, she's got to have a learner's permit, Effie. Well, that's a perfectly good reason why not. See, Aunt Effie.
She's down the living room.
Oh, well, come on. I'll tell her that. Gives us a very good excuse.
What?
No. Don't come up, Aunt Effie. I'm coming down. Now, look. Oh, Aunt Effie. I'll be glad to let you take the car. In fact, I'd even take you out myself to the country, and you could practice on the side road.
Oh, would you? That would be wonderful. And nobody would see you either. I mean, since you don't want to see.
Yes, let's not talk about that. The point is, I'd be glad to do it, but you see, you have to have a learner's permit.
Oh, I know. I got one.
You what?
I got one last week when I was here. No, last Tuesday I got it. Then I caught the bus home. That's why I haven't seen you to tell you about it.
Oh, well...
I think it would be better if you went with me. I think a man is always better if you don't mind, dear.
No, I don't mind at all. I agree with you.
Oh, well, look, somebody might see me, and
I'd
rather...
Not on the back road, dear.
Well, you can...
And Aunt Effie could get a little practice steering anyhow and learn the fundamentals.
You could do it if I had a learner's permit.
Well,
but... And I know something about steering. We used to have a team of horses on the farm, and I was wonderful with it.
Driving a team of horses is not quite the same as driving a car, Aunt Effie.
No, but I do have the feel for it. Oh, I'll go change.
You can go just as you are.
I'm going to put on a good fit. The one with the lace. If we should have an accident and be carted off to the hospital, I don't want to have on this old jersey one.
Oh, you want me to go along and ride in the back seat?
No. I got a feeling I'm going to have my hands full as it is. Thank heavens my insurance is paid. Well, if I don't see you again, I just want you to know it's been fun.
Oh, okay, honey. But now remember, whatever she does, don't yell at her. That's one of the first rules in teaching somebody to drive. It just rattles them. Remember now, don't yell.
Slow down. For the love of Mike, slow down, Aunt Effie.
What?
It's a crossroads. Can't you see?
Yes. It's a crossroads. Well, don't worry. Nothing was coming.
Aunt Effie, Well, now, look, you saw the sign.
No, I didn't see any sign.
It said crossroads.
You told me to keep my eyes on the road and not look at the sign.
Well, yes, but Pete, slow down. Slow down now, Aunt Effie. We're coming to a curve. Slow down.
Where does it say curve?
You can see this. Slow down, Aunt Effie. Slow down. Oh, boy, I tell you, if we come back from this alive, I...
I don't know why you're so excited. I think I've done very well.
Yeah, Effie, now just stay on your side of the road.
There's nothing coming.
Well, stay over here anyhow and start slowing down. Now, look, when we get to the next corner, turn left, Aunt Effie. Take your foot off the gas pedal and put your foot on the brake and turn the wheel slowly. Don't jerk it.
Don't tell me anything at once. Now, turn the wheel.
Wait till we get to the corner, Aunt
Effie. All right. Now, what do I do first?
Take your foot off the gas pedal slowly.
Take my foot off the gas pedal slowly.
Aunt Effie, look, I want you to stop the car. Stop the car at once.
I can't stop it now.
Aunt Effie, I told you to turn left, not right. Now, here we are.
Now, don't worry. I'm doing all right. The other cars don't bother me at all. I've got to learn to drive in pocket.
Well, look, just watch it, would you please? Aunt, look out there. There's a truck.
I see him. I'm just hoping he sees me.
Stop it! Stop it! Aunt Effie, you went right through a stoplight.
Oh, did I? They should put stoplights where you can see them. And I would like to tell the police department.
Look, Aunt Effie, pull over and let me drive, will you, before we're both killed?
I don't know what you're so excited about. I'm doing all right.
Pull over. Pull over.
Is he talking to us?
Yes. Yes, Aunt Effie, he's talking to us. Mm-hmm. Pull over to the curb.
Well, I'm glad he showed up. I'm going to tell him what I think of those stoplights.
Just put your foot on the brake.
Oh. And if you police would put the stoplights where people could see them, you wouldn't have people going through them.
I see, I see.
Officer, I was just trying to teach my aunt to drive, and we were on the back roads, but she turned right instead of left. That's how we got on the boulevard here, and...
What's the matter with you?
Nothing, nothing, officer. It's just that I want to explain how it happened,
no,
you know.
What's the matter with your face?
Oh, I forgot. I know it's nothing really.
You running around with some contagious disease?
No.
Oh, no, I don't. He got dyed green last night by mistake.
Oh. What color was he planning on?
No.
The little girl put green dye in his bath water instead of pine bath oil.
No kidding. Gosh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Well. Getting ready for the Easter bunny, huh? Boy, pal, you look like one big Easter egg.
All right. Now, calm down. At least the policeman didn't give you a ticket.
Only because he was so doubled up from laughing, he couldn't hold a pencil.
Well, it's too bad. Now, where's Aunt Effie?
I dropped her downtown so she could do some shopping. I just wish that you could see the way that woman drives. It's a miracle that I'm alive to tell you about it.
Well, did anybody besides the cops see you? I mean,
No. Thank heavens. I just kept my hat sort of pulled down.
I'll go fix you some lunch. You sit down there, lad. Yeah, I'll turn on the 12 o'clock news.
Oh,
I love you, even if you are greenish.
Well, thank you. I think I've missed the news.
No, I think that clock is faster. I'm sure I look old there.
Secretary Dulles has no comment, but he's expected to make a statement tomorrow. And that's all the news at the moment.
Now, there's a kitchen here if you need me.
All right.
Except for a warning to local citizens that was just handed to me. If you see a green man driving around in a car, it is not a man from Mars.
Johnny!
The report is just heard on from Traffic Officer Robert Haley, who said that one of our local businessmen was dyed green by mistake last night. It means that his daughter put a dye in his bathwater instead of pine bath oil, and is his face green? Well, I'll be back with you at 6 o'clock tonight.
See, it'll be all over town. I'll be razzed about this for the rest of my life. Look, it says I'm not a man from Mars.
Honey, did the announcer say who you were?
No, but the cops saw my driver's license. The news gets around. Look, there's going to be more wise guys with cracks to make. Next year, you wait. Next year, some smart aleck will ask me to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade, probably. I know.
Oh, green. Yes. Well, we'll have died down by then, dear.
But please don't mention the word die, dear mind.
I'm sorry.
There, it's starting. Oh, that'll be it.
I'll get it. Well, whatever people say, be a good sport about it anyhow. Sorry, I just... Hello?
Oh, I don't
know. Yes? Yes, he's here, Jack.
What?
Huh? Well, stop laughing. I can't understand you. Hold on. Jack wants to know how things are in outer space, and did you bump into the... Plutnik on your way down.
Very funny. You see what I mean? This will go on forever. Give it. Hello?
No, be a good sport about it, dear.
Oh, yes.
Be a good sport about it.
Oh, yes. Yes, I had a good trip. Yes. Stopped on the moon for lunch.
Oh,
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Margaret Hamilton, Melville Ruick, and Carl Frank, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.